Governor McCallum called a news conference to make what he called a major budget announcement.
You guys all set?
What he did was release 10 pages of numbers he says show Jim Doyle would take the state budget deficit from its projected $2.8 billion to $5.5 billion.
Voters have a clear choice between two distinct philosophies. One is massive spending increases followed by huge tax increases. The other is cutting spending, setting priorities, and most importantly, not increasing taxes for hardworking Wisconsin families.
In his remarks, the governor clearly said he would make spending cuts. Reporters made repeated attempts to get Governor McCallum to specify those cuts.
Give me some specific cuts that you would make.
The issue is $5.5 billion deficit in this campaign with the spending increases that Jim Doyle has promised.
What are examples or what might be a program that might face a cut?
My priorities have not been to go out and promise all kinds of spending increases.
Tell me where you're going to cut spending.
I have fought back hundreds of millions of dollars of tax increases. I have vetoed $63 million.
What's going to be cut?
I will be looking at growing our economy.
He wouldn't specify spending cuts, but Governor McCallum did specify what he says would be Jim Doyle's spending hikes. McCallum detailed how he says Jim Doyle would inflate education, social services, and corrections budgets. Increases, McCallum says, that would cost a family of four $2,000 in higher spending. Jim Doyle's campaign director, Bill Christofferson, says his candidate looks forward to the next debate with Scott McCallum.
The only thing that exceeds his dishonesty is his fiscal mismanagement. You know, trying to change the subject or point fingers at somebody else is not going to work. The people know who got us in this mess, and that's McCallum.
Jim Doyle was on the road outstate when Scott McCallum blasted him over budget numbers. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.